St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 18 to 25, page 965. The birth of Jesus Christ. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and didn't want to expose her to public disgrace, he had a mind to divorce her quietly. But after he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Great. Well, thank you, Hesse, for reading that for us. And we're going to... Ooh, sorry, I've wrecked your presence already there, Melissa. Do keep that passage open in front of you. And we're going to have a think about that a little bit. Well, happy Christmas, everyone. It is great to have you here and great to celebrate together. I know some of you guys have already opened presents, and that is great. I haven't had one yet. What are you doing, Melissa?
I was going to do this earlier. I'm going to do presents, but I forgot. But it's the greatest gift ever.
That's
so
for me.
Merry Christmas.
For me?
Yeah. You can open it.
Slightly awkward. I haven't got you anything.
Oh.
But that's great. I mean, and it says on it, this is the greatest gift.
It is. It is the greatest gift ever.
You know it's the greatest gift ever?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You found it.
Open it.
Oh, okay. I'll open it. Okay. This will be good. Oh. Yeah, good. Oh. So the greatest gift ever. Greatest gift ever is some refreshers. Is that it?
There's a few more layers.
There's more layers?
Yeah. We might have to keep going. I just used up all the wrapping paper that was left.
Okay, we keep going.
Yes.
Can we do it as pass the parcel kind of thing?
Should we do it as great idea.
We do it as pass the parcel. Let's do it as pass the parcel. All right.
We're
going to need some music. I've got music. Okay, so pass the parcel round, and when it gets to you, unwrap, take one layer off, but just be slightly careful because the bigger layers, the wrapping
My great wrapping skills.
It didn't quite fit. But anyway, so only take one layer off, and then, but please be careful when you take it off, because we're going to hang the bits of paper up here. So if you've ripped them to shreds, you're going to have to put them back together before we can put them up on there. So best just be a bit careful. All right, so we're going to pass it around. Are we ready? Here we go. Okay. Pass it around.
Go.
When the Christmas tree remind you of the wonder,
trust the Lord. Oh, let's stop that feedback there. There we go. Stop it there. Stop it there. It's, if you would like to take a layer off. You were going to get it over there. Well, next time it can go on the other side. Yep. Oh, it's exciting. There we go. Now, Hesse, if you happen just to keep hold of that present just for the moment, because we need to see what we've got here. Now, let's also be careful of the candles as well, otherwise it could be a really exciting time, couldn't it? Okay, so what have we got first? We've got happy birthday. Well, yes, it's a birthday present, and we've got birthday paper. So we are celebrating someone's birthday. You've got to keep remembering that. On Christmas Day, we are celebrating someone's birthday. Okay, let's get that going up there. Have you got, you've got some pegs, excellent, and let's keep passing around the present. Let's get it going back, let's get it going back. You're literally going along the road. Oh, that's it. Get it going back. Get it going back. There we go. Oh, there we are. There, stop there. Stop there. Right. Okay. Ooh, there's something falling out already. Very good. Very good. Melissa, you wrapped the present well, didn't you?
Quality.
Quality present wrapping does mean the talk's going to take about an hour. No one's got anything in the oven or anything, have they? Great. Okay, what have we got here? There we go. So, Jesus. There we go. So, this is going to make a sentence. So, we've got, happy birthday, Jesus. So, would you like to pop that up on the washing line? So, it's happy birthday, Jesus. So, it's Jesus' birthday, of course. And therefore, it would be good to... Wait for it. It would be good to sing happy birthday to Jesus. So, because it's Jesus' birthday, we're going to sing happy birthday. You can stay seated for this one. But, Andrew, if you know the tune, we know the words. Okay, normal words, but with Jesus' birthday. Okay, go for it.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to Jesus, happy birthday to you.
Wonderful, it's Jesus' birthday, so happy birthday, Jesus. Okay, we need the next bit. Okay, here we go, keep passing it on. Okay, there we go. Max! Great work! Okay. There we go. Well done, Melissa. Thank you. Nice one. So, next word is going to be... Okay, born, and we've got baby wrapping paper, and it's got baby boy, because it was a baby boy. So, happy birthday, Jesus, born. Okay, let's keep going, keep passing around.
Wanted by the wise men who traveled from afar. Jesus with their treasures, and they worshipped in that time, perpetual worship.
There you go, go for it. Okay, very good, excellent. Okay, now this just plain brown paper, and with ordinary on it, because it was ordinary, it was an ordinary baby in lots of ways. So let's get that going up on there as well. Leave a gap somewhere. Okay, so happy birthday, Jesus, born ordinary. Now, let's just think about that for a moment. Born ordinary. There was a lot about Jesus' birth that was ordinary. He was an ordinary little baby. He would have cried. He would have pooped. He would have needed feeding. He would have needed cuddling. He was an ordinary kind of baby, wasn't it? And there was a lot about the circumstances that were really pretty ordinary. So, not that special. He was born in a stable, and would have been smelly, and it wouldn't have been that nice a place to be. But he was born, and it was a fairly ordinary birth. We sing, don't we, in Once in Royal David City, he was little, weak and helpless, tears and smiles like us he knew. In other words, he was a human. He was like us. Ordinary. Okay, we're going to keep going. Let's keep passing it on.
King Jesus shine like the very light.
Bless him.
Everyone
Okay. Edwin.
Yeah, don't rip my paper. Meow. Thank you.
Brilliant. Well done, well done, well done. Okay, so this also looks fairly ordinary, this sheet. So what have we got up here? We got yet the expected. Now, we've got recorded delivery here. Now, I like this, that recorded delivery, because his delivery was recorded in the Old Testament.
Wait.
So good, isn't that? So you go back in the Old Testament to see the recording of Jesus' birth, and you say, yeah, it's going to happen, and it happened. So he is the expected. We were expecting him, or the Jews were expecting him for hundreds and hundreds of years. That one would come, and Jesus came. Okay, so let's get that one up, and we'll keep passing the present round. There we go. Very good. Looks to me like it's gold wrapping paper this time. Yeah, gold wrapping paper. Very nice. You're getting a lot of exercise this morning.
I know.
Yeah, I'm just standing here. You're doing all the work. It's great. Okay, so we got gold. Gold for a king. And it says king on it. So let's put that up. So happy birthday, Jesus. Born ordinary, yet the expected king. Now, we've looked at this over the last few weeks in Advent, that we've been looking at some of the Old Testament passages, and one of them says he is going to be a king. In fact, several of them say this person coming was going to be a king, and he did come, and he is a king, but he's not a king like any other king. We thought he is the forever king. His kingdom will last forever, and he is the wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He is God. He is king over the whole of creation, the whole of the universe. He is that king. He is a wonderful king. And he is our king. So, happy birthday, Jesus. Born ordinary, yet the expected king. He is God with us. Okay, let's keep passing the parcel round.
White full forgiveness one as Jesus rose again. You can tell your friends the gospel.
Okay.
Can you rip it, Lou? Oh, no.
This one's tricky to unwrap without wrapping. Don't worry too much if it gets ripped a little bit. I can smell turkeys burning around the pack. That was well wrapped, really well wrapped.
Oh, too well.
Oh, the newels did it.
Thanks, guys. You ruined it.
Well done, well done. Okay, very good, very good. Doesn't matter if it was a bit ripped. This one is very holy.
Hey.
Thank you very much. this one. A newspaper, and therefore good news. And that's really important. This is good news that we've got. Okay, let's get that one up on the washing line. So, good news. Very important. Christmas is good news, not good advice. We say this sometimes at Emmanuel. Christianity is not good advice. It is not that God comes and says to us, be good, do better, try harder, pull your socks up. It is rather good news, because good advice wouldn't be that exciting. We wouldn't get together and go, yeah, God gave us good advice. But we get together because it is good news. And it is good news. Now, where did the box end up? I think we could... do we open...
One
we
more.
Oh, we've got one more. Okay, well, one more. Here we go. Okay, go for it.
Christmas.
Go for it. Okay, so now, if Melissa, if you could bring them forward. Now, I tell you what, I'll take that one. Okay, now, do you want to keep that for a moment? Hang on to the box for a moment. Okay, good news. And the good news is that God, the great King of the universe, was born. And if you'd been there, you could have held God. Isn't that an amazing thing? You could have held God, you could have tickled God, you could have made him laugh. You could, although you wouldn't have done, I'm sure. You could have pinched him. Now, you don't do that to a baby, do you? And made him cry. Now, you don't do that. But of course, that's part of the point. He was God, come to earth, and was able to be hurt. And he came to do something very special, this baby. He came to save us. And that's what the angel said to Joseph. The angel said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And he saves us not by being born, but by being hurt and by dying. He became mortal. He became killable. And he was killed for you and for me, so that we could be forgiven. You see, he died on the cross. And that is the greatest gift, that this child, this God, King, come to earth, came to die for us. So should we put the cross in the middle of the washing line? And we'll put Jesus. Wow. The dog. In the manger. There you go. Legs down. Put your leg down. So this is what we celebrate. Happy birthday, Jesus. Born ordinary, yet the expected King. And that is good news. You see, it starts with a cry. With Jesus, a baby, born and laid in a manger. But it ends, it's completed with another cry. When Jesus, aged 33, was killed, was crucified, and he cried out, it is finished. Not I am finished, but it is finished. The job he came to do, and the job was to save us from our sins, to die on the cross, taking the punishment we deserve so that we can be forgiven. Now, I wonder how you react when you're given a present. I hope there are some presents, boys and girls, that you've got already today where you've gone, this is brilliant, and it's just been so exciting. I hope maybe you get more of them today, that they will be really exciting presents, and you have to be reminded that you've got to thank the person because you're so excited. Maybe there are some other presents where you're not quite so excited, and the thank you is a little bit more polite. It's kind of, yeah, thank you very much. This present, the greatest present that there has ever been, we cannot respond to this present just with a, thank you very much. See, this is the greatest present ever. And so we need to respond as the shepherds did. You see, the shepherds, once they visited Jesus, left, and they were so full of joy, it says they went out praising God and glorifying him. And we need to respond as the wise men did. When they went to visit Jesus, they bowed down in worship. And that's what we should do too, not just on Christmas morning, but every day of the year, because this was the greatest gift ever. If you want to find out more, do grab one of the little booklets that we've got as you leave. They're called How to Have a Happy Christmas. We'd love you to take them and keep coming along to Emmanuel and find out more. I'm just going to pray for us, and then I'm going to hand back to Melissa. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the greatest gift ever. We thank you that Jesus came, that he came to this earth, that he was ordinary, an ordinary baby, and yet he was the expected king. For hundreds of years, we'd been waiting for this king, and he came. And Father, we praise you that this is good news, that Jesus came to die for us. And Father, I pray for each one of us that we would respond to this greatest gift by both praising you and worshipping Jesus. Father, please help each one of us to respond to you this Christmas. Amen.